I'm here to tell you about a wonderful and big change coming to Enduring Word. We're adding a longtime friend of mine to be a content provider and just all around partner in the work of Enduring Word. And I can't wait to introduce him to you. Although some of you know him already, but I'm happy to introduce Lance Ralston to you. Lance Ralston and I have been friends for well more than 40 years. And there's nobody else that I feel more akin to and more of a partnership in ministry than Lance. And we've got a big change for 2024. Lance Ralston is coming on the Enduring Word team, part-time at first, we'll explain that in a moment, but to do a lot of things. But what is most relevant to you is he's gonna be bringing content to our YouTube channel and to the website. And so it's a great pleasure to introduce to our Enduring Word audience, Lance Ralston, my longtime friend.
Hello, everyone. It's gonna be a great honor to be a part of Enduring Word. Of course, been a user of David's Bible commentary. Years David and I co-ministered. I'm sure we're going to be talking about that.
Well, Lance, you and I, we met in the early 1980s. I couldn't even tell you exactly how long ago, but in 1983, we merged two home Bible studies together and started Calvary Chapel of Oxnard. Yeah. And you're the pastor of that church to this very day.
Yeah, still the pastor. Dave, you've done a lot of things since then, but I'm still in the same place.
Yeah, that's my joke, is that I haven't been able to keep a job anywhere, but you stayed at the same place and just done a marvelous job with Calvary Chapel of Oxnard over those 40 plus years. And it's wonderful to see how God's used it. How many times have you taught through the entire Bible at Calvary Chapel Oxnard?
Four times fully, and we're closing in on finishing on the fifth time. I hope to finish fifth time through the Bible before we hang it up there.
Now, Lance, that's obvious. Expositing the Bible is a big passion of yours, and it's been a long-term commitment of your life. But you also have some other interests in ministry, such as your church history interest and your leadership interest. We'll talk about those things in just a moment. But right now, what is it that's kind of bringing you on to the Enduring Word team?
Well, I'll make this longer story shorter. It became evident that it was time for us to, my wife and I, to turn over the work at Calvary Chapel of Oxnard to a new leader, and was contemplating what I would be doing and praying about that. And it was when we were on our trip in Saudi Arabia to check out the site of probably the real Mount Sinai with the Enduring Word board that the board members presented to me the idea of coming on board with Enduring Word, which had not been anywhere on the horizon of my thoughts. It was quite a surprise when the board suggested that. And so my wife and I prayed about it, and it became evident very quickly that that was something that the Lord had been setting up. And so here we are.
You know, Lance, one of the things I love about how God is moving you at Calvary Chapel of Oxnard is that you feel impressed that it's time for you to transition out. Not when the church has been in some decline or anything like that. I know Calvary Chapel, that church is thriving. And so I want to see you're kind of in this pastoral transition. And with that, you're just beginning to start your involvement, employment-wise, with Enduring Word.
Right.
But you've been a part of Enduring Word since the very beginning.
Yeah, been a part of the board along with Miles De Benedictus and Chuck Musselwhite, and we have really a wonderful relationship. We meet regularly to talk about the future of Enduring Word, to see how the Lord has been blessing the ministry. And I think our united council of the four board members has just really been a great work in the Lord moving us collectively and just watching how the Lord is blessing the ministry.
Now, one of the things we're committed to with Enduring Word is just providing free Bible resources, discipleship resources, things to help people in their Christian life and with the work of the church. And a lot of that stuff we do just in a very basic, simple way. We have a website, we have YouTube content, we have podcasts, we put out things on YouVersion and all the rest of it. But for us, really, content is the most important thing,
right?
The quality of the content. And so, Lance, it's to me, it's really important, and why it's important for me to sort of introduce you to our Enduring Word audience is you're going to be adding content to both our website and our YouTube channel. Where's it going to begin with you, with what you contribute to the YouTube channel?
So right now, as I'm transitioning out at the church, I'm working one day a week for Enduring Word and bringing over a church history series that I have done. Beginning in the year 2016, I had an audio podcast that was fairly well received.
What was the most number of subscribers that you noted on that?
At the high point, there were a little over 47,000 subscribers to the podcast.
Wow.
It was called Communia Sanctorum, History of the Christian Church. Of course, it's still on, available through iTunes and other podcast portals. And then I started my own YouTube channel a couple of years ago and started doing a video version of that and just got up to the 100th episode and then ended it there because I'm now coming on board with Enduring Word. And I'm going to be reworking that entire church history series. Those podcast episodes were typically right around 14, 15 minutes long. These are going to be longer sessions and going more in more depth, but also bringing in kind of the history of theology, the development of theology, along with the events of church history. I think they run parallel. It's really good to understand how what we believe as Christians has developed in light of the events that have happened in church history. And there'll be some of my personal commentary added to that as well. I've been encouraged by a number of friends and people that listen to the podcast to make some comments, a personal comment from a pastoral perspective on church history. And so I had done a kind of an adjunct series, and I've decided to just put all of that together for these, and I'll be releasing one a week. I believe Friday will be the day that they will be posting.
Okay, so we're starting to roll these out like right away, starting in 2024.
Tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning of the content that you'll be providing over the next several years for Enduring Word. But man, I can't recommend highly enough Lance's Church History podcast. Lance and I have both had a strong interest in church history.
Yeah.
And man, it's great to bring Lance to the table to be able to provide that. But in the future, we're also looking forward to just more development of leadership resources, discipleship resources, teaching and training resources. I think these are things that you're going to have a key role in contributing to.
I have a great passion for leadership. I've come to believe that everything rises or falls on leadership. And I think the Lord has shared some things with me on how to be a good leader. And I'm passionate about sharing those, as I've had an opportunity to share those with other pastors and other leaders. They've said that it's really helped them. And I think it's wonderful that we're doing this on the Enduring Word site and with the ministry. We have, because of your amazing work, Bible Commentary Down. Now, filling out Christians' understanding of their history.
Yes.
and how the Bible has so shaped history, not just of the church, but the history of our world through that church history series. You've done a church history series, which was fantastic. This will obviously be a lot longer and a bit more in-depth. But to share what all of that brings together, Bible commentary, history, and the impact that that has on us as we live our lives, especially those men and women that are involved in leadership, whether it's in a church or it's in a parachurch ministry, or it's just in the secular world.
Yes.
The influence that they can bring. Now, Jesus said, as we abide in His Word, we would be salt and light. We're to have an influence, not just in the church world, but in the world. And so to understand how we can take our Christian life and live it out in a secular setting, I think is just really, it's so important. And those that I've had a chance to share these principles of leadership with have remarked on the change that's taken place in their workplace and so on. So I'm very excited.
So a lot of where people are going to see your first contributions to Enduring Word are going to be on the YouTube channel.
Yes.
But you're also working with something on our website that we call The Post. Let everybody know what The Post is.
So The Post will be, we're posting two blog articles per week, one on Monday and one on Thursday. And they're from people that are friends of the ministry, high quality Bible teachers and pastors who really understand how to integrate the principles of the Christian life into daily living. And so we have this group of writers that are participating in that, posting every Monday and Thursday, as I said.
And are they writing on general themes or theological themes?
Everything.
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 Okay.
Yeah, apologetics, theology, practical Christian living.
And people can subscribe to that just by going to the website.
That's right.
Looking up The Post.
It's
and
called The
clicking
Post.
Okay, great. Great. Well, and you're going to be editing that, curating that, organizing all that content.
Correct. Yes. And I'll be helping out with some administration as well. David has a lot of invitations to speak, and I'll be sort of a running filter on those.
Yeah. And just helping out with a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot going on at Enduring Word, and we're grateful to have your help, your contribution in all this.
I'm excited to be a part.
Well, I really wanted to introduce Lance to you all. Look for his content both on the YouTube channel, on the website, our other platforms. And Lance, praise the Lord. This is going to be great.
It is.